First Presidency Message, Becoming True Disciples, by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. In every sacrament meeting, we have the privilege of promising Heavenly Father that we will always remember the Savior and keep His commandments so that we may have His Spirit to be with us. Remembering Him will always come to us naturally as we take His name upon us. We do so in many ways, but especially when we serve others in His name, read His holy words, and pray to know what He would have us do. It happened for me when I performed the baptism of a young man. I knew that I'd been called by the Savior's ordained servants as a missionary to teach His gospel and to testify of Him and of His true church. My missionary companion and I had promised the young man that he would be cleansed through the power of the atonement of Jesus Christ as he repented with faith in the Savior and was baptized by one of His authorized servants. As I lifted the young man out of the waters of the baptismal font, he whispered in my ear, "I am clean. I am clean." In that moment, I remembered the Savior's baptism by John the Baptist in the River Jordan. Even more, I remembered that I was doing the saving work of a resurrected and living Savior, attended by the Holy Ghost as John had been. For me and for each of us, remembering the Savior can be more than relying on a memory of our knowledge and experiences with Him. We can make choices every day that draw us closer to Him in the present. The simplest choice may be to read the Scriptures. By doing so, we can gain the feelings of being close to Him. For me, closeness comes most often when I read in the Book of Mormon. In the first minutes that I read in the chapters of 2 Nephi, I hear in my mind the voices of Nephi and Lehi describing the Savior as if they knew Him personally. A feeling of closeness comes. For you, other places in the Scriptures may especially draw you to Him. But wherever and whenever you read the Word of God, with humble and real intent to remember the Savior, you will increase your desire to take His name upon you in your daily life. That desire will change the way you serve in the Lord's church. You will pray to Heavenly Father for help in magnifying even what appears to you to be a small calling. The help you will ask for is the ability to forget yourself and focus more on what the Savior wants for those you are called to serve. I have felt His hand and His closeness in my service with our children when I prayed to know how to help them find the peace that only the gospel brings. At such moments, I cared less about being seen as a successful parent, but I cared deeply about the success and well-being of my children. The desire to give to those we serve what the Savior would give to them leads to prayers that are a pleading to Heavenly Father, truly in the name of Jesus Christ. When we pray in that way, in the Savior's name, with faith in Him, the Father answers. He sends the Holy Ghost to guide, comfort, and encourage us. Because the Spirit always bears witness of the Savior, our capacity to love the Lord with all our heart, mind, and strength increases. The blessings of daily and present remembering will come slowly and steadily as we serve Him, feast on His words, and pray in faith on His name. And this remembering will shape us to become true disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ in His kingdom on this earth, and later with His Father in the glorious world to come. Teachings from this message. President Eyring counsels us to remember the Savior always by making daily choices to draw closer to Him. With those you teach, you might read the sacrament prayers, which outline the covenant to always remember Him. Consider inviting those you teach to write a list of things they could do each day to remember the Savior. You might also consider inviting them to pray to Heavenly Father for each other's success and well-being. Consider praying for them in the same manner. Applying the First Presidency Message to Youth. remembering the Lord every day. Friends, chores, homework, TV, there are so many things that ask for our attention. But every week, we promise Heavenly Father that we do always remember His Son, Jesus Christ. President Eyring says that we can make choices every day that help us remember the Savior. Consider making a goal this month to remember the Savior more each day. You could make a calendar and commit to doing one thing per day. President Eyring lists things like reading the Scriptures, praying in faith, and serving the Savior and others. There's also journaling, attending church meetings, listening to General Conference, going to the temple, singing hymns. The list goes on. As we remember the Savior daily, President Eyring promises that the blessings will come slowly and steadily and will shape us to become true disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. Applying the First Presidency message to children. Lots of love. When we read the Scriptures or pray, we can feel how much Heavenly Father and Jesus love us. Color in a heart each time you pray or read your Scriptures. What else can you do to feel close to Heavenly Father and Jesus? End of First Presidency Message, Becoming True Disciples, by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Read by Van Farnworth.